and
Oddworld.
Hey Oddballs, I'm your host Jensen and welcome to episode 3. So jumping right into things, just as I'm doing with this, I'm going to be telling you what kind of person a Cancer is, since we are still in Cancer season, only for maybe a couple more days depending on when you're listening to this. But I figured, well, why not tell you about who a Cancer is? And I'll be reading this from entertainmenthowstuffworks.com. So if you want to go and look more into your sign or just look into a Cancer, that's where you need to go. Cancers are highly emotional and sensitive. Their intuition is almost always right, which makes them a great judge of character. Moreover, Cancers tend to be extremely loyal and caring when involved in a relationship with someone. So, it seems like you want to be friends with a Cancer, which, ironically enough, my best friend is a Cancer. Are you a Cancer or know anybody in your life who is a Cancer? Comment on this episode and let me know and see if that's kind of accurate. I know there's more to it than just like, oh, you're a Cancer, that's it. Astrology is like a whole different world of things. So I'm just kind of slicing off the top layer. I'm going to go ahead and jump into stories now as usual. However, I thought about doing maybe like a question segment. If you like leave me questions or whatever, maybe I can compile a whole bunch of them and start doing like a little segment of questions if you have any for me. I mean, that would be a cool little thing to do, but we're going to jump into stories because that's what you guys are really here for. So here we go.
This comes from the Duck Buddy on Reddit.
When I was 20 years old, I worked at an assisted living facility. It was a big three-story building with like 50 folks living there. It had a pager system that let you know what room or corridor to go to if someone needed help, and everyone who worked there was required to have one. It went off constantly. Usually though, since I was the server in the dining room, I rarely got asked to run up and help someone. One day I was folding napkins in the dining room after dinner service. There was a dining room for residents. When I got a beep on my pager. "Third floor, west hallway," it said. I figured someone else was going to take care of it since it was after dinner and the staff was helping folks. A minute or two goes by and the pager goes off again. I asked my coworker if I should go check since I had just finished folding napkins and had a few minutes. He shrugged. I decided to go check since, well, you never know, and I would hope someone would go help my grandparent or parent should they have made it to one of those places. I'm in the elevator and get another page. "Third floor, west hallway." I get off the elevator and make my way around the corner, expecting to possibly see one of the residents on the ground. Instead, I see an old man standing at the window at the end of the hallway next to the stairwell. As I walk towards him, he turns around. I note that he was in his mid to late 60s, silver hair, red and black plaid shirt, and wore jeans with suspenders, and his glasses were slightly off balance. "Excuse me, sir, but is there anything I can help you with?" I asked. "I got a page to come check this hallway," I told him. He smiles and says, "No thanks, I no longer need help." Suddenly, he walks right through the closed door to the stairwell. I literally run back to the elevator, go back downstairs, go out back for a smoke. As I sit down, some coworkers see me shaking and ask me why. I show them my pager and tell them what just happened. None of them received a page at the time. As I was describing the man, my coworker drops the glass he was holding. "Did he have suspenders and black glasses with cracked lenses?" he asked. "Yeah," I exclaimed. My coworker just sits down right where he was standing and starts rocking back and forth. Apparently, the man I had been summoned to help had passed away 1 year ago to the date, and that coworker was the one who found him while checking in. He used to sneak downstairs to smoke, and it would set off the alarms. always right after dinner. This was the only second creepiest thing to happen to me while working there. Ooh, I love a good assisted living home story. Because you just never really know, I feel like, in those situations, who is alive and who is not. That might sound terrible, and I don't mean that in a mean way, but I just feel like there's so many stories to come from assisted living homes because there are literally people in and out of there. It's like a hospital. I don't know. That's so creepy to me. I honestly think I would love to see something like that. And like just to hear it talk to you too. Ooh, have any of you had that experience? Because please tell me, those are the best kinds of stories. I actually live close to Belvoir Winery here in Kansas City, and it has an old folks area, and like that's one of my favorite places to investigate, but I have yet to have an experience like that. So maybe one of these days. Anyhow, we're going to jump on to the next story. This one is actually pretty interesting because it's at a McDonald's. So here we go.
This story comes from 10th the Throwaway on Reddit.
Not sure if I've shared this here before, but it was interesting, and one of the reasons my wife and I don't go to the drive-thru late anymore. Our McDonald's, pre-Global Panny by several years, was a 24-hour store. As my wife worked until 3 a.m. and I was on her sleep schedule, so she wouldn't be lonely, about 4 a.m. we were hungry and decided to grab some food. We ordered and were waiting at the window when we saw this guy walk up. I'm getting the nastiest feeling coming over me. Dread, despair, terror. I wanted to bolt from our car and run for my life. The guy just casually walked to the restaurant, and when he passed under the streetlight, I saw this thing floating behind him. It was freaky. About 6 feet tall, all black except for a large white face. The face had dark sunken eyes and multiple sharp teeth poking out between its lips. It had long arms with clawed hands on the man's shoulders. And below the hips, it just dissipated. So no legs. My wife hasn't said anything, and usually isn't sensitive to the paranormal, so I didn't expect anything. But as the man walked out of the light, the thing vanished from sight, and I heard out car doors lock. I looked at my wife, who was pale with wide eyes. She just goes, "Tell me you saw that." I confirmed, and we just watched the guy continue his walk into this restaurant. Seeing it was scary. The fact that my wife could was absolutely terrifying. Didn't think to include what my wife said she saw. I refused to say what I saw until she said her piece. Didn't want to influence her, and that's the way she prefers it. So what my wifey says she saw was a large black shape with wispy ends below the waist instead of legs. She didn't say she saw the face, but she described the long arms and clawed hands. She said she started paying attention because she felt nauseous and uneasy when the guy started walking up, and that she was worried about him trying to come up to our car since he was acting like he was severely angry. I don't know about y'all, but I would probably have just driven out of the line if I felt uneasy like that and I saw that. That's like terrifying. I mean, can you imagine sitting in a line to get food in the middle of the night? Like early morning hours and seeing something like that? Absolutely not. Well, I hope you guys liked today's episode. As always, they were pretty spooky, honestly. I like a good little, I like a good little spook. But I hope you have a skooky day. And well, it's an odd world after all.
Oddballs. Go follow us on It's an Odd World After All podcast on Instagram and Facebook. Also, give us a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts. If you have a story you would like to share, email us at itsanoddworldafterall@gmail.com or message us on one of our social platforms. Don't forget to share us with your family and friends. And check out our website, It's an oddworldafterall.com.